was I going with that? Oh, so I'm listening to podcasts while I'm walking. And today I caught up on all the Big Fatty shows because, as you know, he dropped 4 episodes on one day when he found a place to upload his shows because of his lack of Wi-Fi and connection on his cruise of a lifetime. I don't know if you're all listening to that or not, but I have been listening and I was very jealous of that cruise ship because they went to places that I want to go to. For example, and especially because I was following Dr. Stone's Instagram where he posts pictures. He's been posting pictures, some, not a whole lot, but some from the cruise. And he posted about going to Santorini, Greece.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I caught up on all the Big Fatty shows. Where was I going with that?
Downtown.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3803 of the BFO for... Y'all, I've forgotten how to do it. For right day!
Show!
Big Fatty, you fucked it all up. Y'all, it's the truth of September. A terrible, terrible start. I am indeed. Hi, everyone. I hope you are all right. Is going well. It just takes a while to readjust. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. You just have to reach down into your area and move it all around and everything. So, anyway, y'all, we'll try to pull something out. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything about you pulling anything out.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Here, yeah, gussie, y'all, today, no, not today, tomorrow, Saturday the 3rd of September, y'all, it's a very important anniversary, and y'all have met these two scoundrels many times. Met the first one at the Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages, and y'all then met both of them at the y'all, they used to do the old stick it with a poke, and
Big Fatty said, like, stick it out your back door.
No, it's more like stick it in your back door. Y'all, I am talking about none other than Gavin and Jim, the number one funky homo. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Gavin and Jim. It's true. And y'all, so if you see the number one funky Big Fatty, just if you see Gavin and Jim, wish them a happy anniversary. And Big Fatty, you just...
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all on Saturday also. Y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all never met this person before. Doubt that he's ever heard the little show, but anyway, y'all, he is the husband of the one and only Ramble Reed. Y'all, who I met out there in the Lost Wages at Pride 48. y'all, I am talking about none other than Roger Big Fatty, Roger Reed. Well, I don't know if Roger took Ramble's last name. Oh, okay. But and y'all, I don't know if Roger is on the Twitty or the Metaspace, but y'all, you can darn tootin' that the Ramble Reed is. So y'all, if you see either one of them on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Ramble gets him a big old piece of red velvet cake. Big Fatty, did you see what I did there with the red velvet cake? Yes! Lefevre tinkling the keys. No, tickling the key. Oh, well, okay. It's true. Y'all, joining me now is none other than Heim Scheisse Stone. And Heim Scheisse Stone, please enter the studio and sign in, please. Okay, great. it's audio. Y'all, we've both been kind of in a fog today.
Yes, it's been overcast and
dark
and rainy all day.
Yes, it has. But y'all, we're also in the brain fog. But y'all, we got up. Dr. Stone went to bed, and I waited till after midnight to post the little show for yesterday. Y'all, by the way, Miss Lauren made me aware that I fucked up episode number, Big Fatty, all of them, 3801. That would be the last day of August. I forgot to record the opening dialogue for the little show, or I erased it by accident.
So there was nothing on it?
No, the music was playing. So anyway, y'all, it was just a musical interlude. But anyway, y'all, we've just had some Von Z's fried chicken and salad, and y'all, I've got the phlegm! And, well, phlegm cadiddle hopper. I don't know. Very famous Red Skeleton character, phlegm cadiddle hopper.
Right.
but anyway, y'all, we both got up about 7:15. Y'all just trying to force our bodies back into a U.S. of A. and the only time zone NADA's. Schedule, and y'all, we got up and we had had a little brufkus. No, we had I had our coffee with Miss Gail King.
Right.
It was nice to see Gail. She's looking good.
When did she come back from? She was on vacation.
She was coming back from somewhere because she was all excited about the goat.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And we had to make a trek out this morning for breakfast and for suitcases.
Yes, y'all, you know, Dr. Stone had his valise abandoned. It was abandoned.
Right. Customs and, had to do
right. Y'all, his valise was detained. As big, well, maybe better than disdained.
They detained it because I forgot to pick it up.
Well, there is that. But it evidently came in overnight.
Uh-huh.
And so we drove out to the aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for aeropuerto. And I know that's driving you crazy. Oh, but you're used to it now.
Well, never again. You and Granny are just,
never again. Y'all, this will be Dr. Stone's last appearance on a BFO because he's never again.
Never again.
Right. Trademark. But we went out there, and Dr. Stone went up to the luggage, the valise claim area. Of course, there was no one there. Would you like to take the story from here?
Well, I had to walk over to the ticket counter and ask somebody there, and they had no idea what was going on. They were going to go ask somebody, and then another employee walked by and said, "Did you need help?" And I said, "Well, somebody's helping me, but I need to get into the baggage claim department." And the woman said, "Oh, I'm going that way." And I said, "Wonderful." So we were talking, and it turned out that she had lost her locker key.
Oh.
And in the process of going back to that baggage claim area, she found the locker key.
Now, so did she find it or did you find it for her?
She found it.
Oh, okay.
So it was serendipity that we both had to go to that place at the same time.
Right, and now, is that of the upstate dippities? I know Sarah.
Serendipity.
Serendipity. She's a long-time Delta employee. Mm-hmm. Serendipity.
She hates to fly, and it shows.
It's so true. But the valise was reclaimed. Mm-hmm. And y'all, we asked Dr. Stone, I said, "What gourmet brofkas would you like to have?" And what did you say?
McDonald's.
The McDonald's. Y'all, he had a...
which I never eat, so...
No, I don't.
I made the big mistake in what I ordered.
Right. Y'all, he ordered the burrito cigar.
Yes. It was about rolled as tight as a cigar.
And did it have anything inside?
It seemed like it had some sort of egg substance in there.
Okay. Was there any sausage in there? Because it was the sausage burrito cigar.
I don't think there was any sausage in there.
Perhaps they waved a sausage over it.
Right,
you know, like a Cuban cigar is, you know, like a sausage.
And I have the hash brown.
Yes, good thing you had that too.
Yeah.
And half a English muffin.
Right.
Yes, it was chewy, but not crisp enough.
No.
But y'all, we also did the morning nipple walk. All we did was go around Fat Acres, and y'all about had to cut it short because you know, my good friend here, Hemshizer Stone. Is maybe not quite the Hemshizer we've all known him to be. Would you like to elaborate?
Well, I as I put out on Twitter, I arrived in Charleston last night, but the eagle had landed this morning.
Yes, I believe it was a majestic eagle. Almost the phoenix didn't rise; it departed.
Right. Whereas we were seeing on the walk, it was a bubbling crude.
It was a bubbling crude, but we've been rating our discharges. How did you rate this one?
Highly satisfying.
Highly satisfying, y'all. There you go. You know, we should have played the colon bumper, but But, y'all, you might be wondering why I keep saying Hemshizer. Y'all, I got a testimonium. I got an e-letter from that Patrick Plain up there in Woodhaven. And he says, "Big Freddy, thanks for the great cruise updates." And, y'all, then he sent me a fun fact that a Hemshizer is a German word that means someone who is unable to poop outside of the comforts of their own home. Literally a home shitter.
Yeah.
Although, your title may be in jeopardy. Because the loins have been, the loin gods have been looking down on you.
I'm happy to pass that title on to somebody else who needs it.
All I can do is pass gas. Speaking of passing gas, Dr. Stone had to work today, but y'all, and he mentioned this earlier, it's been overcast, and y'all, the rain came down, and Dr. Stone went and did his telework.
The glider.
From the glider on the veranda, because rain is something you don't see very often.
No, not unless it's coming down in ashes.
y'all, he's out there quite a while. And today was also laundry day.
It was. I was out there for an hour, and I recorded on that voice app. I recorded the sound of the rain for an hour out there.
Just to send to Toppy?
No, just for myself.
Just for yourself? Oh, so it's going to be
Toppy. Sorry.
Toppy? What would Cricket say about that?
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you, Hemshiser! anyway, all the laundry has been done. Big Fatty's last load is in the dryer right now. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your last load.
I did my 3 loads.
You did. Y'all, it was pent up. He's already packed the valise. Can't wait to get the hell out of here on Saturday. So y'all, and then we went and got some Vonzie's fried chicken and some solid, mm-hmm. which was lovely.
Hit the spot.
It did hit the spot. And in the morning, it'll hit the spot again.
Hopefully.
Greasy spot, but maybe a little crispy. what did you think of the Vonzie's fried chicken?
I thought it was very crispy. Yes. Like the texture. I don't know about the flavor, if it was so much better than Popeye's, but the texture was good.
Well, it's very salty.
Right. Yes.
And it's not spicy. Now we could have gotten some spicy. The spicy hot and spicy wings.
Oh.
But they would have set your tutor on fire in the morning.
That would have been another 20 minutes
right. Anyway, Doc Stone, we've only got about less than a minute here.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Any final things you want to say to everybody before you head back to specific time?
Well, I'd like to. 2 words come to mind.
Uh huh.
Never again.
Oh well, is that trademark?
Trademark.
Okay. Well, never again. Well, y'all, it was nice knowing Dr. Stone. He will be going into the Witness Protection Program very soon, and I believe a restraining order is being issued even as we speak.
To who?
The NIP.
Ah. Okay. Yeah. Well, he did say he was going to stop by.
Oh, and Dr. Stone said, I'm not available. I'm having elective dental work.
Right. I'll be in a work meeting.
Right, a work meeting. And
right
by that,
to the last minute.
Right. I'm sorry. I can't visit. I'm in a work meeting. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been our day. Yes, be ready. Oh, yeah, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. You know, it's Labor Day weekend, and y'all, that harkens us back to the old days of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon. Did you have a favorite part of that, Dr. Stone?
Flavin.
I always liked when he sang, "When you walk through a storm, blah, 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 blah. And you'll never walk again. You'll never walk." Archer, did I get that right?
I caught up on all the Big Fatty shows. Where was I going with that?
Downtown.
Oh, Big Fatty's going downtown, too. We'll see you there. Safe travels.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.